either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina astafa. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna mathala Isa indallahi kamathali Adam. Khalaqahu min turabin thumma qala lahu kun fayakun. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Subhan rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is the great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is unique about Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is that there is no Nabi that came between him and Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Mustaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so when we look into the chronology, the line of the messengers that came, he is a Nabi that is very, very close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no Nabi between Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan, sadly, how he deceives people. Not only did he deceive humanity in the wrong portrayal of this great Nabi that came, and he convinced the people that were his followers that Aliyazu Billah, that he is Ibnullah, the son of God. The only community, the only nation, group of people today that are Ahle Haqq and the people who understand the truth are the Muslims. The Muslims are the only people who testify that Isa alayhi salam is the Nabi of Allah. And see how shaitan works, my respected brothers. That even those who love him, the so-called Christians, shaitan has blinded them from calling upon him by his original name. How sad is that? Imagine the whole world knows him today as Jesus. The whole world knows him today as Jesus. Alaka, his name was not Jesus. Jesus has been Latinized. It's Latin. The word J does not even exist in the Zaban of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And so not only have they taken the wrong understanding of this great Nabi, but don't even call upon him with the right name. They call him Jesus. Alaka, Jesus was not his name. When you get the name wrong, then what can be right? When you get the name wrong, then what can be right? Your beginning is wrong. Halaki, his name is Hazrat Isa. What is his name? Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why, mashallah, as Muslims, we name our children Isa. We name our children Isa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned His name more than 25 times in the Quran, takriban. The name Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes. And so as Muslims, alhamdulillah, we are the only group of people that have understood Him today as the great Nabi of Allah, and that He is the Messenger of Allah, and that His name is Isa. His name is Isa. They call Him Abraham, but His name is Ibrahim. Moses, His name is Musa. And that is why it's very important that when we call upon people, we must make sure that we pronounce the names correctly. We pronounce the names correctly. Otherwise, you will forget what is right and what is wrong. And so Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in the Quran. The mother Maryam, the mother of this great man, is Maryam. Maryam is the only name that is mentioned in the Quran. The only name of a woman. The only name of a woman that is mentioned in the Quran. By name, Maryam. Wastafaki ala nisa'il alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen her. And she was the chosen one, the blessed one, over all the women of the world. All of the women that have come. Allah says, Wastafaki ala nisa'il alameen. And Masih, or Messiah, was actually the title that was given to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And so nowadays, especially in the month of December, when people are celebrating Christmas and this batil understanding of this great Nabi of Allah, it is very important that alhamdulillah our children, the adults, the ummah, we have a clear understanding of this great Nabi and we talk about his personality. If you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us every detail of this great Nabi. Now, what is very unique about this Nabi? Many things are very unique of this great Nabi. Number one, that Allah created him in a non-conventional manner. His birth is very, very miraculous. MashaAllah, how he came in this dunya is not like how generally a human being will come in this dunya. When a man gets married to a woman, and then of course Allah will bless a person with a child. But Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created him in a very different way. Why? وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make him an ayat, a nishani, a symbol. Because he was the last Nabi that came amongst the Banu Israel. Like how generally Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin, that he is the last and the seal of all the prophets. But in Banu Israel, he is the last Nabi that came, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give the Jewish people, Banu Israel, the last chance. The problem with this community was that they were not prepared to honor and respect the messengers. They were not prepared to respect and honor the messengers, the Anbiya that were sent to them. They would mock them, make a mockery. Aliyazubillah. They would murder and plot to kill a Nabi. And these are things that are mentioned in the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent this last Nabi, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So maybe these people can amend themselves and get into the right stride and understand Sirat-e-Mustaqim and believe in Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wanted to check their level of iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also generally wanted to test people. that how is their connection with their Lord? What is the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Imtihan is imtihan, my respected brothers. Now imagine, Dajjal will come and he will say, I am God, example, worship me. And he will say, look, this person is in the grave and I will bring him alive again. And from the grave, this man will come out. When people see this, what will be the condition of iman? You have to have very strong iman, isn't it, my respected brothers? To understand that this power is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show humanity His qudrat. That He created Adam alayhi salam without a man and without a woman. Without a man and without a woman. And He created Hazrat Hawa without a woman. Created Hawa without a woman. She was created from a man. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Hawa created without a woman. And he wanted to show the whole world. He created Isa alayhi salam without a man. Understand this, my respected brothers. The Qudrat of Allah. That he created Adam alayhi salam without a man, without a woman. He created Hawa without a woman. And he created Isa alayhi salam without a man. That is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that is why many a times you will find that there are different titles that are given to this great Nabi. Sometimes he is known as Ruhullah. That Isa alayhi salam is Ruhullah. Sometimes he is Kalimatullah. So now what is Ruhullah and what is Kalimatullah? This we need to also understand, because Shaitan many a times, you'll find a lot of these Christians now. Have you seen these Christians that are reciting the Arabic version of the Bible like Quran? How are they reciting it? Like, as if you are reciting the Quran in a Qira'at form. In a Qira'at form. To deceive people. So first of all, we need to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of His creation that He has created, has been created by His kalima. By His kalima. What is the kalima? The kalima is the amr of Allah, the hukam of Allah, the order of Allah. And this is what Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَىٰ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمِ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create him. He is from the kun. He is the word that from that word, the order of Allah, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was created. So that is why he is also known as the Kalimatullah. He is known as the Kalimatullah. Understand this. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was the mother. She was very, very young. Some narrations 13, some have said 14 years of age. Some have said she was 15 years of age. And she would do i'tikaf in the area of Masjid Aqsa. And she would seclude herself. And mashallah, towards the eastern side, that is why Christians, when they pray towards the eastern side. That is where she would do Allah, Allah, and do the zikr of Allah. So the Quran says that one day, all of a sudden, فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا, that this very handsome man stood in front of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. Now it is not in the power of an ordinary human being just to see Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in his original form. Now she didn't know. So she saw this very handsome man in front of her, standing. So she said, قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيَّ. She said, I seek, subhanAllah, the refuge
from the one who is the all merciful against you. In kunta taqiyya, hoping that you have got some fear of Allah, that your intention is right. How can it be that a handsome man like you, all of a sudden, you have the right intention and you stand in front of me and you know that I am here in seclusion, in atikaf, doing the ibadat of Allah. What is your intention? In kunta taqiyya, hoping that you have some fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam then said to Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, that I am only a messenger. لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. That I am here to give you the glad tidings that Allah will bless you with a child that is pure. A child that is pure. And then she said immediately, she said, you are giving me this basharat, glad tidings. How is it possible? No man has ever touched me. Lam yamsasni bashar walam aku baghiya. And I'm not a woman that is unchaste. Nobody has ever touched me. No man has stepped on my shadow, never mind touching me. How is this possible? Jibreel alayhi salam said, look, I am the Nabi of Allah, and this is the Amr of Allah, this is the Hukam of Allah. Now, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, the Mufassirin have mentioned that the procedure was that the astin, this sleeve here, and some have said the collar from here, but ulama have said that from the astin here, this was open, and Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam blew in the astin, in the collar here, this collar. And as he blew into Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, fahamalathu, immediately she felt that she is pregnant. Immediately she could feel that now a baby inside me is kicking me. So the word fa here is an indication that it is not a lengthy procedure. It is not a long time that it took, like 9 months. The Quran says very, very quickly, فَحَمَّلَتْ. She became pregnant. Immediately she realized. And now she was worried. So there is, alhamdulillah, everything that is mentioned, a lot of you will also know. Khair, what happens when she gives birth to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? فَأَتَتْ بِهِ قَوْمَهَا تَحْمِلُهُ. Then she comes to the qawm with the baby. And now, of course, what happens is that all of the people who knew her, immediately, now they were doubting her, accusing her, putting false allegations on her. Allah save us. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, it was the hukam of Allah, that when they ask you and when they question you, you are to say nothing. Now in the time of Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, when you were fasting, the method of fasting was such that you don't even talk. For this ummah, you are allowed to talk, but you are not allowed to do ghibat or lie and things like that. You can talk, but you can't commit sins with the tongue. In their shariat, you just could not talk. So she said, I am fasting. So when they were blaming her for everything, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, all she did is that she pointed to the baby. She pointed to the baby. So who is the mother of Isa alayhi salam? Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. So she pointed to the baby. And they said, كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيَّ. How can we speak to a baby that is in the cradle? Now the Quran has put in front of us the very first kalam, speech of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and that is a very important aqeedah of the Muslims. And he said, قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. What did he say? Qala inni Abdullah. Now can you imagine a child that is just born? A child that is just born. And she takes them to the people and they are putting tohmat, accusations on her. And now he says, Inni Abdullah, that I am the slave of Allah. I am the slave of Allah. Now this is something that is very, very important for us to understand, my respected brothers, that Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the Nabi of Allah. What is he? The Nabi of Allah, the slave of Allah, the servant of Allah. In fact, for that matter, all of the Nabi Anbiya are the same. Even Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described in this manner. Subhanallazi asra bi abdihi. Bi abdihi laylam min al-masjid al-haram. The word abd is also used for Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something that is very, very important for us to understand. I was listening to our Ustad and he was saying once that one of his friends was being bullied by the Jehovah's Witness. By the Jehovah's Witness. So we should not be shy. When the Jehovah's Witness come and knock at your door, challenge them. What should you do? Challenge them. Challenge them. Who knows, by you challenging them, Allah will give them hidayat. Who knows, maybe Allah is sending them to you so the knot of kufr is untied by yourself. Who knows? Subhanallah. But the problem with the ummah today is that we are weak. What are we? Weak. We are inviting each other only. But the real works is to invite also the non-Muslims. So when they challenge you, you speak the truth. What do you speak? The truth. Subhanallah. Do you not see Ahmad Didat, Vichare, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus? He said that the Jehovahs were troubling me all the time when I would go for work. They would trouble me all the time when I would go to work. Every time they would come and they would trouble me. And Allah used him. Until one day he says, okay, you know what, forget my work and forget this. I am going to make this my life profession. And he started studying Christianity and subhanallah, you know, he went out. A normal man, he was not a scholar. He was not a hafiz of the Quran, not an alim, but Allah took, subhanallah, a great job from him. Hundreds of people were embracing Islam at his hands in the townships. Hundreds. I myself was in Durban. And when I was there in the town center, mashallah, there was this big screen where he was inviting people. He was not there, but his lectures were being aired on screen. And there was chairs there, and mashallah, so many people you'll see were sitting there and listening and were saying, we want to become Muslim. We want to become Muslim. People were becoming Muslim. So this Jehovah's Witness was troubling this Muslim man. So this Muslim man said, look, I have no time, but if you want to talk to me, okay, I'll talk to you. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts ajib, you know, knowledge in the heart. So he says, okay, before you question me, I want to question you. Before you question me, I want to question you. How long has your God been a God for? As in the God that you are worshipping. How many years? So they said, how can you even say how many years, you know? For a very, 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 very long period of time, he is God. God is God. So he said, is that the case? So he said, look, I am 50 years of age and I have got 7 children. And your God is a God for such a long period of time and he has only got one son. And he has only got one son. Answer me this. And the Jehovah's Witness people just left him. That this person is a hard nut to crack. You know, he spoke with his aqal, aliyadhu billah. He was not there to speak against or to speak in the form of blaspheme Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any such form. But just for them to understand that bas one son that you talk about, and they left him. So alhamdulillah, we should understand who Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam is. Many a times you will find that they will want to trick the people of Iman, but by putting in front of you verses of the Quran. And they will say, for an example, that the Quran says, وَرُوحٌ مِّنْ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَىٰ مَرْيَمْ وَرُوحٌ مِّنْ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created Isa alayhi salatu wa salam by the word, and Allah had given him the ruh from him. The ruh came from him. So the translation is وَرُوحٌ مِّنْهُ. So the ruh is from whom? Allah. So now they say, because minhu is there, ruh of Allah, or ruh from Allah, it means that he is part of Allah, aliyaz billah. That means if you say baytullah, the house of Allah, does the house have anything to do with Allah Pak? If you say naqatullah, the camel of Allah, does it mean that the camel has got aliyaz billah any relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you say Nabiullah, the Nabi of Allah. So the reason why Allah mentioned is because in Christianity there was a group of people that were accusing Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam aliyadhu billah, that this is the illegitimate son of this lady, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to make it very clear, no, that this ruh is the direct order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the direct order from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very similar in the Quran, Allah says, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْ, that Allah has subjugated everything that is in the world and everything that is in the heavens, everything, the same minhu. جَمِيعًا, everything, minhu, from him. Does that mean that everything in this dunya is related to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It doesn't mean that at all. So these are people who don't understand the Arabic language, and aliyazu billah, what they try to do is they deceive the people of Iman. Now my respected brothers, Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned that when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam departed from this dunya, there were three groups of people. How many groups of people? Three. Number one, there was a group of people that took him to be God. Literally God. And they are known as Ya'qubiyya. God. And the second group of people are those that claim that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is the son of God. What is he? The son of God. Now this group of people that have claimed that Isa alayhi salam is the son of God, why did they make him the son of God? For the atonement of the sins committed by, aliyadhu billah, our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. This is what they are saying. Now this goes against logic also. This goes against logic. So what they are saying is Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, he ate from the forbidden fruit, and therefore he is sinful. And because he is carrying the sins, all of his children are also sinful. This goes against the teachings of Islam. This goes against the teachings of every Nabi. This again was invented by Shaitan. This was by Shaitan. Why? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born upon fitrat. Every child is born upon fitrat. Why should he carry the sin of zina that his grandfather might have committed? Why should he carry the sin of kufr that somebody else in his line might have carried, and he is sinful. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made insaniyat such that they are completely free of sins when they are born. That is why there is one mas'ala, that if a baby dies or if a child dies before bulug, before maturity, then insha'Allah he is in the company of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Jannat. Where is he? He is in the company of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Jannat. So if he died at a very young age, he is still in Jannat. Why? Because he does not carry the sins. He is completely masoom. And for someone to say that Adam alayhi salam is sinful, this in itself is wrong also. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam are free from sins. What are they? What is the definition of a sin? Sin means that you have a clear intention to disobey. What is it? Adam alayhi salam's intention was never to disobey Allah Pak. This was human lapse, error. In some narrations it comes that actually Hazrat Hawa was deceived by Shaitan and she brought the fruit to Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam, not realizing, started to eat. In some narrations this is also mentioned. So khair, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is the Nabi of Allah, he is Masoom. So this complete ideology that you have to have the son of God, Aliyadhu Billah, who came, that he is the son of God, and he is the pure one, Al-Quddus, and now everyone is free from the sins because he died for the sins, Aliyadhu Billah. This is from Shaitan. What is this? This is completely from Shaitan. This is the second group of people. And the third group of people, my respected brothers, are the Muwahideen. What are they? The Muwahideen. Muwahideen are those people like us today that we take Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam to be the Nabi of Allah. The Nabi of... Now, the early people also had taken Isa alayhi salam, the Ebionites and the Nazarenes from Nasara, the Nazarenes, they were the people also that had taken Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam to be the Messiah, to be the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what had happened is that when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came and he started working with Banu Israel, the Banu Israel challenged him. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a very strong individual. And finally they thought that the best way to get rid of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, aliyazu billah, is to put a complaint forward to the Roman Empire at that time. And to speak to the Romans and tell them that this man is a political agitator. What is he? A political agitator. This man will be a man who will take away from you your state, your power. He will be the reason for revolution to come. If you don't stop him in his tracks, then he will take everything away from you. Now the Romans were very scared of a person like that. Immediately a decree was sent that we are going to find this man whose name is Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, and we will punish him. What will we do? Punish him. Now, in the time of Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and also in the time of Fir'aun, one tarteeb of punishing people was to crucify them. This is the way they would kill people, so that maximum pain is given. So what they would do is that they would have a plank of wood and they would rest him on that wood and they would nail the hands and the feet and then lift up that plank of wood, and then for days that body would be in that manner until death comes to that person. So he would actually bleed to death. And this is how they would punish people in those days. The Quran says that even Fir'aun was in the habit of punishing people like that. Fi juzu'in nakhl. That even Fir'aun would punish people, and also the Romans were doing that. The Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that Isa alayhi salam was with his group of Hawariyun in the room, and he was informed, Inni mutawaffika wa rafi'uka ilayya, that very soon these people will come to you and they will want to punish you, but worry not, nothing will happen to you. Inni mutawaffika means that death will come to you, but this is not the time that Allah has ordained death for you. Without a doubt, death comes upon everybody. Death will come in its own time. But at this moment, what we are doing, وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ, that we will uplift you to the heavens, towards us, so you will be protected. But in one narration, there are many narrations now, because you also get the Israeli riwayats and tarikhi riwayats. But one narration that is also mentioned, that the Hawariyun that were there, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam wanted to test them. That is why you cannot compare the Sahaba to any of the companions that were given to any of the prophets. Sahaba were people who were prepared to do anything for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is how much they loved him. So he said to them that now the soldiers will come in the room and they will want to get me, get hold of me and punish me, but Allah will take me. Is there anyone from you that wants to show love for the Nabi, and that he will be tested, he will be tested, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the highest honor in Jannat. It is said that only one person lifted up his finger, and that was the youngest from the Hawariyun. He was the youngest from the Hawariyun. His name was Sarjis. His name was Sarjis. Then Isa alayhi salam asked them again. Again Sarjis put his hands. Isa alayhi salam asked again. Again. Isa alayhi salam then embraced him, did mu'anaka, and said, Alhamdulillah khair, this basharat is for you. Shahadat will be given to you, but Allah will make it easy and Allah will give you great honor. And so what happened? The jasus and the traitor that was there. The jasus and the traitor that was there. Remember, the downfall of this ummah has been, ulama have mentioned, for two reasons. The downfall of this ummah is for two reasons. One is traitors. What is it? Traitors. There have always been traitors, so-called traitors who claim to be Muslims, but their agenda was to only fill their pockets. And number two, the second reason, jealousy and hasad. A brother will kill his brother. One Muslim brother cannot tolerate another Muslim brother. Hasad, jealousy. These two things are a downfall. Allah save us. So khair, this jasus came and he says, you know what, I will lead you. I know where he is. And he came and they found Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. By then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was taken on top. The Quran says, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had transformed the face of Sarjis as the face of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. And they took him away. And they took him away and they punished him. And then the Quran says they remain in that state of confusion. Why? Because you had different groups. Now some of the people were saying that if he was Isa alayhi salam, then where is Sarjis? Where is Sarjis? And only some part of the body resembles Isa alayhi salam. Was he Isa alayhi salatu wa salam? Because there was no panic from the people who were his close followers. Maryam alayhi salatu wa salam did not cry, nothing, because she knew exactly what was happening also to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam. So the Quran says, وَلَكِنْ شُبِّيَ لَهُمْ. This is imtihan for insan, that they are in that state of confusion. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the barakat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has given us Furqan, the Quran, that has removed every kind of confusion for this ummah in understanding Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Baat samme aaya nahi mere aziz? Okay. Now, what is the reason, inshallah, just bear with me for a few minutes, brothers. What is the reason for Allah to choose Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam? Why for him to be uplifted? And remember, he met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mi'raj. So many prophets came, but Allah chose Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. He was uplifted. It is said that Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, upon him Allah revealed Injil and also some takhtiyah, tablets. Injil was given to him with tablets, takhtiyah, some other separate scrolls, tablets that were given to Isa alayhi salam. And in the tablets that were given to Isa alayhi salam, he read about Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. That when Musa alayhi salam read the honor and the karamat that Allah has given this ummah in Torah, that Allah will forgive their sins, that this ummah will be a noble ummah, that Allah will accept their dua, and that at the time of suhoor, when they lift up their hands, Allah will always accept the dua. And such great virtue was recorded for this ummah. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam made a request to Allah Pak. Now listen to this. What request did he make to Allah Pak? He says, Allah Pak, give me this ummah. What did he want? He said, forget Banu Israel, I want this ummah that is mentioned. An ummah, a community of great virtue like this. Allah Pak said, no, Musa, this ummah is reserved, tilka ummah to Ahmad, that this ummah is for Ahmad, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when Isa alayhi salatu wa salam was reading this in the takhtiyah, the scrolls that were there, Isa alayhi salatu wa salam realized that let me turn the dua of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Let me turn the dua of Musa alayhi salam. Because Musa alayhi salam, he made a dua that he wants the ummat. So at that time, Isa alayhi salam made a dua, Allah Pak, I don't want this ummat, but make me an ummati of that Nabi. Subhanallah. I don't want that ummat, but make me an ummati of that ummat. And because he was a great Nabi, and it was such that he was the only Nabi that came before Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah, in his knowledge, in his wisdom, that he is alim, hakeem, it was such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had uplifted him. Allah Pak had uplifted him. And he will return back as an ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the narrations it comes, in one narration it will be time for Fajr Salah. In another narration it will be Asr Salah. Khair, whatever. Adhan will be done, Iqamat will be said. But Allah Pak will want to show all of humanity that Jesus Isa alayhi salam has come down. So from the heavens, people will see this very, very clearly. And in Sham, a masjid, with the white minarets, with the malaika, the angels, he will come down. And Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come and people will see him. And they will realize, because this mazmoon is there in the hadith. And then when he comes, iqamat will be said, people will greet him, Imam Mahdi will greet him. And out of honor and respect, Imam Mahdi will say, Hazrat, you be the Imam. You be the Imam. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam will say that the Iqamat has been said for you. The Iqamat has been said for you. In fact, the Muhaddiseen have mentioned that until Hazrat Mahdi is alive, Isa alayhi salam will never do imamat. And this is to show people that he comes not as a Nabi, but he comes as an Ummati. He comes not as a Nabi, but he comes as an Ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, when you are an Ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest ni'mat a person can do is to serve this Ummah in obedience to Allah. Is to serve this Ummah in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why you'll see that this Ummah is very precious. After every 100 years, Allah creates a mujaddid that comes, that revives. You see, all the time. Great, great scholars. But Isa alayhi salam, he is a great Nabi. And he encountered great difficulty with Banu Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his humility, now imagine, this is a big ask. One of the great prophets of Banu Israel is prepared to put himself down to become an Ummati. Think about that. And he says, let me be an Ummati. Because of that humility, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him and gave him the honor that the maestro of all evil, the greatest magician that humanity has witnessed, every Nabi that came warned people of Dajjal that will come. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not choose Mahdi. Allah did not choose anyone else from the awliyaullah, but Allah chose this great Nabi who is an Ummati to actually kill the Dajjal. This khidmat was reserved for Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu was salam because of his humility also. And alhamdulillah, he will come and then mashallah, things will be very, very different again. And then at that time, the whole world will become Darul Islam. The whole world will become. Now when everybody is a Muslim, what happens? What happens, brothers? Kisi ko kuch nahi pata. Sab thake huye. Aray bhai, barkat. What comes? Barkat. Subhanallah. There will be ample barkat in this dunya. Why? Because everybody is of ahle iman. Everybody is ahle iman. Then once again, thereafter, again, slowly, kufr will enter by shaitan and slowly, then things will become very, very fast. Because Isa alayhi salam will also be one of the major signs of the day of Qiyamah. So, very quickly, my respected brothers, alhamdulillah, for us to understand this great Nabi, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wa salam, that came in this dunya, that the first kalam he said is that he is inni Abdullah. I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah created him miraculously because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show people his qudrat. And insan is being tested all the time. All the time people are being tested. And humanity is tested by who? Also by Isa alayhi salam. And humanity is also tested by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How do you take your Nabi? What is our aqeedah of our Nabi? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allah, aap hazrat ko jazai khair de, my respected brothers. MashaAllah, you are tired. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this majlis a means for Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this majlis a means for our entire progeny to remain with iman. And for Allah to be pleased with us. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.